Hi, that was my message, and now we're live. That means that the phone number will go on the screen, and you can call and make this teacher's heart feel good, because I don't just preach sermons. I want to know that God helped me to say something from His Word that fits your circumstance and that can affect your life, and you can use it. Now, nobody's going to try to strangle you if you call on the phone. These are voices of faith who deliver messages to me. I'm not trying to convert anybody. Only God can do that. But faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And it's faith, acted, which includes the action of hanging your body on what you believe and have confidence that that's what God said and He'll do it. That gets you in that air of the Spirit, that help zone. But I want to hear from you. And if you're listening on 56, the cathedral's right downtown between 9th and Olympic on Broadway. Free parking. Kids from 2 to 12 are taken by me. I want them to know the pastor's doing it in air-conditioned buses and adult supervision to any one of 40-some museums within a short distance from the cathedral, so the parents can sit there and know they're in a university classroom of religion. The kids are getting their minds opened and understand the pastor's not afraid of truth. And there's nursery care from 2 and below. And you can have the time at the end of the service to see the Bible collection, which is one of the best kept secrets in Los Angeles. And you can be present as a guest at the cathedral. But you have to make a reservation so we can mail you a pass by Wednesday noon. I don't want anybody coming that hasn't listened to me teach and are coming because they want the teaching. It's like you're auditing a university class in religion. If you're looking for an ordinary type church, we're not it. They're all over town. This is a church where people want to learn what God's Word said, and then you do what you want with it in your own life. Everybody's got a right to work it out between themselves and God. So I'm not lassoing people and dragging them into the kingdom. I just teach. The people who come can sit home and listen. But they come because they want to make a testimony to the value of God's Word and keep the upward look in downtown Los Angeles and be a part of the audience that provides inspiration as we teach around the world on every square inch of this globe. Shortwave, GE3 transponder 20 off satellite, on the internet, 24 hours a day. Now we'll 10 minutes from now, go off of some of the stations, but we'll continue live here, so you can keep calling, even though it goes past the half hour, but at least I got another 7 or 8 minutes to the end of this half hour section, 2 hour section now, to those, most of the stations that are listening. I want to hear from you. Get on the telephone. Call me as the number goes on the screen, please. I don't want to talk very much in the next few minutes. I've been talking for an hour. I want you to talk. We have plenty of voices of faith here. If you don't get through the first time, dial again. Don't let it ring more than 5 or 6 times, because that means that you're probably at the end of the rotary. Start over again. I want to hear from you. I want you to call if you received anything from this message today, or if you enjoy the programming. Get on the telephone, please. I hear from Rancho Palos Verdes, watched on 56. I can identify with the Greek you're teaching on. You are right on. Greek is my first language. And I can verify you are right. And I'm learning from you as you teach the Greek. That's nice. Here's a new caller on Channel 56. I wanted to tell him, Dr. Scott, that I'm currently going to college and begin to lose my faith because The professors I have are agnostic. Well, that's interesting, because agnostic means you're not sure of anything. It's a anti-know. It's the reverse of knowing. Gnosis is knowing, and agnostic is know-nothing. The professors I have are agnostic. They cause me depression and to doubt. I was a Christian going into college, so was I. Went through the same experience, came back after a 3.5-year intense study of the resurrection evidence. Thank you, Dr. Scott, for your message today. The fact you're a PhD made me realize there is truth out there from professor-level persons. Nice call. Nice call. You know what's amazing? Things are happening just because you and I are taking this mountain we've called Secret 15. You act in faith. God begins to work in mysterious ways. You sit stagnant, rest on your laurels, and don't act in faith. Nothing happens, and you end up going reverse because there isn't any neutral ground. Just happening, I don't understand it, really, other than what I just said. God's rewarding faith. You're sacrificing. Took me a long time. You know, every so often, I look at statistics and reality, and I'm 73. That's well beyond where major corporations make their people retire. And to tackle the biggest mountain of my life, that's why I preached the message on Caleb, 80-some years old. Give me this mountain. Give me the one that scared this bunch I had to live with the last 37 years out of the promised land. So I stepped, and I ask you to step with me. We're still stepping. In fact, we only have 43 to go, and that other thermometer tops out at 300. You say, well, what's involved? You already know. If you don't already know, you shouldn't be giving. This is for people that have been taught by me that are giving because of the teaching. I only need 43 more. And we're 2 months, less than 2 months now, to Christmas. Wouldn't the devil delight in making us fall short? We've come now 957 steps toward 1,000, and 43 stand between us and victory. Now, the devil knows we're going to take the mountain. He just wants to take the glow off of it. But God's doing these other things. Remember, we stepped in faith with Secret 16 or Secret 6, and while we were struggling with that mountain, God took us around the world. Well, this is happening again. It's Fanning Springs, Florida. I don't even know where that is. Somewhere there's a map attached. It says, I'm new at this. Suwannee River Cable. I've never talked to them. I'm appreciative. But they're carrying us. He says, I'm new at this. He said, get on the phone. I've been watching 2 weeks. I'm 51 years old and been struggling for 20 years to find something like this. I love having you on. They're not watching off satellites. It's a cable company. Clinton, Florida. Cable All-American. Checking us up. This is my fourth time calling in 2 weeks. Dr. Scott's taking my entertainment time from me. This university level teaching is incredible. When the teaching sermon was planned, I called a friend of mine and I told him to watch. It's been a long time since I've been in L.A. I never thought I had a reason to go back until now. Wow. Listen to this. Old Town, Florida. Watching on Suwannee Cable. I need a King's House number. I've been watching for a month. I used to watch horses on this channel. Now you're here. Well, we have horses too occasionally. And a new king's house. Wants to be a new king's house. 60,773. And here's a new station up in Ashland, Wisconsin. I saw this program the first time. I'd like some information about the programming. We watch on Channel 11 in Ashland, Wisconsin. I don't know those people, but I'm glad they're carrying us. Ashland, Wisconsin. I'm going to be there on Sunday, the 23rd of November, and I'm looking forward to it. Another one from Ashland. Not sure of which station he's watching, but I'd like pastors to attend the service in the cathedral. And he names the date. Ashland, Wisconsin, Channel 11. What is this? I'm tuning in for the first time. Would like to know who this guy is. I'm going to keep watching. And I was given an internet address, and I'm going to go there too. Miami, Florida. I can't read the writing, but it's a cable station. Keep up the good work. I enjoy the program. Cedars Hospital in Miami, Florida. I like the literature that you're offering from Dr. Scott. Miami, Florida. I don't know what station I'm watching, they say. I'm calling from the hospital. I want to tell Dr. Scott how much I'm enjoying the program. He's good. First-time caller. Miami. I'm calling to tell Dr. Scott how much I like the program. Please say hi to Dr. Scott. Another one from Miami. I didn't know we were on Miami. This is sounds like the days we tackled Secret Six. And God just took us around the world. Use your name. Enjoy your show. I'm calling from work. And here's a True North TV. Ashland, Wisconsin. Now I can find that. I got a map. Swanee River, Florida. Enid, Oklahoma. They're carrying us 24 hours a day. There's a front page article on their local newspaper. Listening on the new channel for 2 weeks now. On Cox Cable Channel. 24 hours a day. Enjoying the teaching and the frequent communions. First time watcher. Enid, Oklahoma. I love what I'm hearing. Oklahoma needs to hear this man. I'm a Christian. And there's no pastor like him. Keep it up. He's great. I love what I'm hearing. So do I. I like to hear from you. Isn't this amazing? Woodward, Oklahoma. His call says he's enjoyed the program. We'll continue to listen. Enid, Oklahoma, Channel 32. Thanks you for helping. I've been an atheist for about 18 years, and then I saw you on TV and been hooked ever since. You've really helped my faith. Enid, Oklahoma, I enjoy his program very much. Are there any books he's written? And they gave me information. Enid, Oklahoma wants a dot note. They listen, since they're 24 hours a day, so they get all the programming around the clock. Enid, howdy. I'm picking up Dr. Scott on Channel 18. I can't get enough of this teaching. Thank you, Dr. Scott. Aren't you amazed? Enid, Oklahoma, there was a front page article about how Channel 18 shows Dr. Scott 24 hours a day. After I read the paper, I tuned into your program. I really like your teaching. And on it goes. More Swanee River, Florida. That's mind-boggling. Except what you've been listening to me preach. We start the faith. He does the rest. We keep the faithing. He keeps doing more. Now, we got 43 to go, folks. And I'd like about another 300 reservations before the lifetime finishes today. Can't you accommodate the Lord in that? I'm not the Lord. I'm just a spokesman here. Come on, folks. Let's get this 43 out of the way. and get on with taking this mountain. Come on, get on the telephone. All right, we have a communion service and what we call the miracle service. January 19th, 8 p.m., King's House 1 in Glendale. Voice of Faith can give you the address. Start making your reservations now. That building's not as big as the cathedral. So start making your reservations. January 19th, the president of our denomination will join me in that service. He's flying out from Georgia. So make your plans to be in two services the 19th, Sunday morning in the cathedral, and Sunday night at King's House 1. Now come on, who's going to break the barrier and be the first one to attack this 43 to go? Come on. Now, you may have noticed the change. Now, we haven't abandoned the prayer song, praise song, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. But we're on an hour on Channel 27 in Dallas, and other stations were going on for an hour as we open the door and move out. And while we're acting in faith, as I've just shown you, stations are picking us up that I didn't even know were doing it. That's wonderful. And if we keep acting in faith, God's going to keep doing it. But Melissa and staff have a job then to cut my message down, plus an opening song and a closing song, to 58 minutes and 30 seconds. Now, today's message is going to be a real challenge for them to cut that message down and leave music to start, music to close. And to save a little time, we're letting you in on the behind the scenes, because I always deal honestly with people. We're not being phony. I pioneered honest live television. But to save the time that it takes me to write on the board that first opening song, lets them in the compressed hour package, lets them shift back and forth and weave in, edit in the writing on the board while she's singing back and forth. And that's why we're have changed. Not that we have to explain, but I think you are. I've always done this. What you see is what you get. But I'm getting some responses too. It says, "I love to hear that young lady sing." So do I. Are there any CDs she's recorded? No. That ain't a bad idea, to put together a bunch of the songs for our people that she's singing. Sun Valley, California. Melissa singing "Something Good's About to Happen" really did it for me. Thank God for Melissa. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. Well, now I'm going to call her a good thing, as well as my dad. I agree with that verse. Waterton, Connecticut. Praising Doc, well, that's a kind way to say it. Thanking God for today's service. My husband can read your Greek perfectly from the board, and he says that all your definitions are impeccable. Any Greek out there can understand what you're saying. And then they state the promise, the Lord heals. Lots of nice messages. I'd like to get some more. Find some more stations that are listening. Now, are you going to break this barrier with me, or are you going to sit there like a gimlet-eyed lobster? You could be the one that starts the flow. I remember a night at 11 o'clock when a hilarious giving came over the audience. I'm having people call and say, "I'm sorry I waited so long. It's only two more months to participate in Secret 15. Get on the telephone." And I said, "I want at least another 300 reservations this afternoon. Don't disappoint me. Get on the phone." Here's Las Vegas. I'm Michael from Las Vegas, and I'm enjoying your message tonight. I used to listen to you about 20 years ago. and catch you now in Las Vegas. I liked your message on tough shoes for a tough trip, because I want to sit down in this journey. What a trippy message. I'll just visit your website. I just want to call and let you know I'm out here listening and enjoying your message. Las Vegas, this is the third time I've caught him on TV. This is great. Here's Austin, Texas. They're watching on the dish. That's a beautiful car. You know where that car came from? It's called Docs 29. At least 15 or 20 years ago, a couple of policemen in San Francisco that were friends of staff members who worked in the press up in San Francisco got that. Well, they knew I was born in 1929, and that my first car was a Model A. I don't think it was a 29, but I didn't start driving straight out of a birth basket. I was born in 1929, so they surprised me one Christmas. They had bought a 29 and totally remodeled it completely and delivered it to me on Christmas with a license number that said Docs 29. And that's it. I've kept it. It's a treasure of love that was given. And, of course, I turned around and registered it to the church, but I drive it when I'm in the mood to remember what it was like to drive the 29 when I thought it was the fastest car on the road. We put it in the Taylorsville parade, I think, that year that you're looking at it. So I'm glad somebody appreciates that fine old car. That car is my treasure, and the Camaro 67, that one. I like old things. The older I get, the more I like them. Now, we need Voices of Faith from 12:30 to 5 a.m. on Saturday night. That's the Las Vegas time. There were only seven here last Saturday night. That's yesterday. Come on. The response from Las Vegas is overwhelming. But we need live bodies here to answer the phone when they respond. This is all Las Vegas calls. A tremendous response on the UPN network station in Las Vegas, 12:30 midnight, shortly after, until 5 in the morning, every Saturday night. I also didn't have enough people here this morning for the Dallas programming, from 7 to 8 Sunday morning. There's child care, bring your kids, just like the Friday night festival. And you can go from here at 8 o'clock to breakfast and then go to the cathedral. Now, we were down about a quarter or a third in the number of Voices of Faith we needed this morning. Set that time aside and get down here on Sunday morning to answer the calls from Dallas. We're on a network station there. It's the original station we used to be on when we first started in Dallas, Channel 27. It was bought out by Fox. And we're on from 7 to 8 Sunday morning in Dallas. It's 9 to 10, I think, in Dallas. And we get a barrage of calls if I have enough Voice of Faith here to take them. So recommit yourself to these times. As God keeps opening the door, you got to step up to the plate. And I'm getting agitated because nobody's breaking this barrier 43. Somebody's got to start it. Now, come on. You've been sitting and saying, well, I'm going to wait. If he doesn't make it, I'll jump in at the last. Well, we're getting to the last. So it's jump in time. 43 more people have to commit to Secret 15. Oh, we're going to do it. I was going to do it anyway, whether anybody came along. But you've got to make your commitments for us to not only take the mountain, but do it victoriously now. Come on, 43 to go after going 957. Don't let that happen. Get on the telephone. I have Las Vegas. Give me his name. I'm a member of the Tropicana Christian Fellowship here in Las Vegas. Doesn't surprise me that that's in the Tropicana Hotel. Hope you, Dr. Scott, next time you're in Vegas, that you'll stop in to see us here. I sure enjoy your teaching. It's so refreshing to see someone teaching God's truth. I'll do it. I'll stop in now. Well, now, Bellflower breaks the wall, and that's 258. Now we got 42 to go. Now, tell me something. Why? You know why that Stanford University is under my name? I mean, everybody's a doctor now. I mean, people never finished elementary school or doctor this and doctor that on religious television. So it forces somebody that earned a real one to name the school you got it from so that it's understood that it's not some little two-bit school that I founded and then had one of my professors that I pay grant me an honorary doctorate. I mean, some people get honorary doctorates for doing honorary things. And I don't discredit that. Some people get whole strings of them. I'm always impressed with these mail-order doctorates. They have diplomas that fill a wall. Big, great big poster type. I looked at my Stanford PhD diploma the other day. It's about like that. Little bitty thing. It's like when you introduce the president, you don't have to give his biography. The president of the United States. I don't want anybody to think that I'm one of them. I have respect for what all these people do that's good. Probably share your opinions for what's bad. But this is a station that dedicates itself to truth. And the minute that they just, you notice lately, it's like they started multiplying like rabbits. Everybody's a doctor. Doctor this, doctor that, doctor so-and-so. And it's like Willie Brown said last Sunday, listen to the grammar. I didn't learn what I teach at Stanford. I learned how to study at Stanford and learned the discipline of letting truth, like light turned on in a room, lead you to the right choices. And I pursued it. But the discipline that it takes to finish a PhD at a major university is what God opportuned me to get, that discipline then can be turned on the most important truth, God's Word. I changed majors on every degree. And once my faith was settled and focused on God's Word, I cannot have enough lifetimes to unpack it. But if you're going to call yourself doctor, say where you got it. If you say the Greek says this, be prepared to say what the Greek word is. Just thought I'd say that. Now, I'm disturbed at you. What you see here is what you get. I'm getting angry at you, and I don't want the sun to go down on my wrath. One person stepped up to the plate. There are 42 persons that can make the statement of faith in sacrifice. You sit and listen and you apply these messages to your life from faith to faith. Well, if you're going to be part of Secret 15, you're not really a part of taking this mountain and applying the faith that was illustrated by Caleb. If you're not reaching a little beyond what you see, faith is not sight. Faith is not fact. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it's now. Now faith is the substance. Literally, hypostasis, it's the substantiating or making substance what was just hoped for previously. I coined the phrase to translate it, concretionizing. Faith concretionizes things hoped for. You build the frame, you mix the substance, it's not very solid, and you put it in the frame that you've, in this case, by analogy, you've pledged. You start pouring it in. You're not even giving God enough time for it to harden. And hope becomes something substantial, a fact, on the stage of history. It pragmatizes, is the Greek word. Pragmatizes is a cognate of the Greek word. It evidences, brings forth in the realm of sight what was previously not seen. Faith does that. Now, I'm forever trying to teach the importance of staying plugged in. Yesterday's faith is as dead as a hammer. Done nothing for you. God creates circumstances. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. He never tempts you beyond what you're able. But he has one interest, not to make little righteous cutouts out of you. That's his job, which is an inward work, and it won't be finished until we're separated from our old man completely over there. It's a progressive work. From glory to glory, doctor, the word is outraying of his nature. There's no good in us. There's no righteous incapacity in us. You've got to have the implant of his spirit. And it grows like an ingraftation of an English walnut chewed on a black walnut stump. You maintain that life in you by ever-increasing faith. That's why giving's part of God's plan. Paradoxically, I believe the promise is that no man is forsaken and given, but what you'll get multiplied, those same things here as well as eternity. But paradoxically, that can't be the motive for giving. Because the giving has got to be without the expectancy of anything back except eternity. That's the only place Jesus lets you be selfish. Lay up treasures in heaven. Giving releases the spirit of life to reap a harvest in eternity. Giving is a statement of God's nature in you. To the Corinthians, Paul said, you prove the genuineness of God's spirit in you by the way you give. It's axiomatic, self-evident. God gave his son. His son gave his life. You have the spirit, you have the mind of Christ. You have his nature in you, it makes a giver out of you. If anything, it'll make you want to give too much. But you have to stretch your faith muscles, and then you make a commitment. Well, I don't see how I can do it by December 31st. Good. Then it's not fact, it's hope. It's not seen, it's not seen. So the only thing that can be seen by by you and by God and evidenced as testimony by a pledge is the faith, the action. It says me and God can do it. Well, what if I don't get it done by the 31st? Spend the rest of your life, you get it done. That's what a faith commitment is. I ain't turning back. I've opened my mouth to the Lord, as Jephthah said, I cannot go back. But you've got to stretch your faith muscles. That's one of the functions of the church. We join together to do things that we can't do by ourselves. The tithe, that belongs to the Lord. You're not giving anything. You're a thief and a robber if you don't do that. You've got a lot of guts to rob from God. I mean, there ain't any place you can go hide or hide what you stole. I'm not talking about tithe. We're talking about a faith-stretched offering, a sacrificial offering that says, I want to be part of this for eternity's count. And I am going to stretch my faith muscles. The side benefits are not only the eternal rewards, but it keeps you plugged in. I don't like to be sick. But I can tell you one thing. When I'm sick, I don't have to get up in the morning and look for an opportunity for faith. It hits me in the face when I wake up. It doesn't keep me up all night. That's the only advantage to being sick. You've got an immediate miracle need. That to exist, you've got to do some steps of faith. That's why I often say people know how to be abased better than they know how to abound. When God's got you in a tight squeeze, then you're screaming faith and crying, Lord, help mine unbelief. When you're abounding, that's when. Well, I'm just making it, barely. Well, then you need to make a faith commitment so you can say, I won't make it unless God helps me. That's what moves you into the air of God's courtyard. Now, I've been doing this for 28 years. We've brought the dignity of giving back into religious television, and I'm seeing it affect just about everybody. God doesn't need our money. We need to give for right reasons. God provided this. There's one thing that cannot be imitated. That's why Paul said you prove the genuineness of God's Spirit in you by your giving. You can fake tongues. You can fake righteousness. You can put on the outward garb of religiosity. Nobody's going to give sacrificially day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, unless there's a new motor in you. The mind of Christ, the Spirit of God, the giving Spirit that makes you want to give. Nowhere does God say this of any other kind of Christian behavior. God loves the hilarious. That's the not cheerful. Hilarious. From the Greek word, a cognate, hilarious giver, who joyously does it. Well, I'd sure like to be in this help zone. I'd sure like to have my cares rolled off on him. I'd sure like to have him excessively presenting himself in trouble to surround me. I sure want him as my shield and my fortress and my God. I will say to the Lord, as long as it doesn't cost me anything. These promises are to faithers. And there's no more opportune situation, unless, as I said earlier, you're sick and need healing right now. No more opportune situation to faith every day than sacrificial giving. If you've never given a dime to God, don't pledge a million. Don't be ridiculous. We go step by step from faith to faith. But I seriously doubt there's anybody out there that has a job that can't make the commitment required of these final 42. You say, what is it? I'm not telling you. Because the ones that need to give this 42 already know what it is. And the issue is, You want to talk about faith, want the benefits of faith, you don't want to fade. You like people say, I like to be humble. You know how you become humble? You get humiliated. No, I want to be humble. I don't want to be humiliated. Well, you're not going to ever be humble until you can take humiliation. Go to the bottom room. You might be lifted up. Don't go to the top room. Be pushed down. From faith to faith. Been a long time since I've laid on this church a charge. Help me take this mountain. Of this nature. Sure was too big for me when I said it. I've been selling things, doing everything in my power, and knowing that all that I do will not be enough unless God does His part. Well, if you're going to help me take this mountain, you've got to approach it the same way. Now, either get behind and help me do it, or get out of the way, because we're going to do it. Now, get on the telephone. I want another one. I don't want to sit here for the rest of the week saying 42 to go. Come on now. Reservation for Sunday at the cathedral. Reservation for the miracle service, January 19th. Please make two separate calls so we can take two separate messages and send the passes out accordingly. Don't try to lump it into one call, if you will, please. And I got 42 to go. I want to say that after the next song. Now, come on, get on the telephone. Austin, Texas. We've met our secret 15 commitment and have reported one extra. Oh, our extras. Thank you, Pastor, for teaching us what faith really is. We tried for a year to sell our truck that would have finished our secret commitment. And a month ago, we paid off the commitment with credit. And the next week, we had a buyer for the truck. Just commit your money and let God work it out. They're saying it. Claiming victory over Secret 15 in Jesus' name. And here in the studio, I'm number 42, 259. So that leaves 41 to go. Now who's going to be number 41? Get on telephone! Grand Junction, Colorado. Pastor, I'm working on my Secret 15, and I claim a victory for the final numbers. New York City. I'm one of the 300. And I'm thanking the Lord for the message. Thanks for the teaching. Wagner, Oklahoma. I appreciate you. I love to hear the calls coming in from Enid, Oklahoma. Yeah! Isn't anybody watching an Enid right now? How come you only call when I'm not live? If you appreciate the programming in Enid and Florida and these new stations in Wisconsin, call me right now. I'm not asking anything out of you. I'm asking the people that I've taught for years. Know what faith is and want to be part of this. But you just saw a picture of the fountain of faith. That was the darkest hour right after they elected me pastor. Everyone was fleeing like rats from a sinking ship. The congregation didn't know how much they owed. $3.5 million, 19,000 cash to pay it, and 30-day notes. And I challenged the congregation that we would build that fountain of faith as our statement that we'd be broadcasting, watering the world with His Word until that crown that surrounds the top of the fountain, which spells the words in capital letters, Vasilios, Vasilion, King of Kings, until that crown descends, we will still be broadcasting. Everybody had written Faith Broadcasting Network off. Lots of people go and see that fountain now. You'll see it when you go to King's House 1. I wish they had been there to participate. We're making a much bigger statement of faith with Secret 15. And you're going to be glad you participated, and sad if you don't. I ought to be saying stop. 41 to go now. Who's going to be the 41st one? And I'm still waiting for more reservations for Sunday. I've got voices of faith that don't have a phone on their ear now. That's your fault. You get on the telephone. Keep this room full of faith. Okay, I'm going to surprise you now. Don't make any more calls. Finish the calls you're on. And some of you are saying, I was about ready to make the commitment. I didn't let you off the hook. I'm going to bore into you. I want you to listen. I'm going to read from the 26th Translation Bible. Joshua 14, which I preached on by remote. I wasn't present in the cathedral. I preached by modern electronics long distance. Joshua 14. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua at Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee. He's talking to Joshua. Concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea, 40 years old. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Other translations say disheartened the people, discouraged the people. My fellow spies tried to daunt the spirits of the people. But I, Caleb said, wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And that's what I'm directing to my congregation, enriched with teaching now into the 28th year, whatever portion of it you're a part of. Some of you grew up under this ministry. You're still not holy, following the Lord from faith to faith. You're camped out somewhere. Oh, you tried faith and sort of got knocked down, as if the Lord didn't know how you'd react. Now you got another chance. He was 40 years old. Now he's 85. They've come into the land, and the territories are going to be distributed. For 37 years, he had to wait for those other people, he and Joshua, to die, whose faith kept them from coming in. We took a giant step of faith many years ago, and I can tell you, from that breakdown of faith, primarily because you wouldn't fill Hope Street. It's like you got the faith up to get us in the door, and then you relaxed. Now we got a second chance. And we're doing a lot of things. Tens of thousands of dollars are being invested in Costa Rica as we expand the new big curtain antenna to blast into Israel. Almost a $200,000 new sound system in the cathedral. New cameras as you look around. 27 years ago, we had these old VC-70s that had 7-year life, they told me, and 4 years were already into them, so at the most they had 3 years, and we had to buy cameras then. We couldn't. Church couldn't do it. Like the shoes that didn't wear out on the Israelites' feet. Some of them are still going 27 years later. But it's time to move forward in faith. We cannot branch out to network stations without bringing the product up to quality. They do everything for technical quality. As usual, when I have a secret, people who give anyway take some of it, and the regular giving goes down while they put it into the secret. But we're moving ahead with the things that we always do, expanding every day. Secret 15 is special. It's our second chance. Not everybody gets a second chance. A lot of people dropped out after Hope Street. And though the ministry's moved ahead, the number of local King's Houses, the budget has stayed the same for all these years. It will not change until we break this barrier of faith. Caleb waited 37 years. Now 45 when the lots are distributed after they had conquered part of the land. He wholly followed the Lord. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, Caleb said. These 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness and he waited for them to die. I wonder if he looked around at some of those non-faith people and said, whispered a prayer, God, speed it up. Get them out of the way till the last one dropped dead and he could start over with favors. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I'm as strong this day as it was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. And by the way, in case you're interested, I'm feeling different than I did when I was in college. In fact, I'm doing things now I couldn't do when I came here. Couldn't ride a bicycle 73 miles when I came here. Couldn't ride it 40 miles. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, both to go out and to come in. Other translations, I'm ready to take the field again. For fighting, for going and coming. For war or for ordinary tasks. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou hearest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. That's where the giants live. 3.25 million people were scared away by those giants. This 85-year-old man says, I want the mountain where they are. I want my last act to be a blast. Other translations say, perhaps the Eternal will be with me and I shall evict them. Or Berkeley, that was Moffat, Berkeley. We hope that the Lord will be with me and I shall oust them. Knox, I would fain see if I cannot drive them out. Now remember, it was the tribe of Judah. The area became known as Hebron. It became the spiritual base of the whole Judah nation. Caleb wasn't alone. The tribe of Judah came with him. It's always been God's way. He has leaders. He has followers. And I wonder if some of those in Judah says, what's this old man getting us into? Because the giants were there. And Judah says, I'm going. And they either went with him at risk of death, or they were displaced from their portion of the land. Now, I ask you, last April, I think it was, will you help me take this mountain? We got a second chance. A second chance to plant the flag and those Jesus Saved signs in the heart of this city permanently. A base worthy of the message to carry the light to the whole world. And you're quibbling. These people were facing life and death. And you're quibbling over less than the price of a used car. And can't believe God to help you, help me, take this mountain by faith. What it has to be is faith. You think there's any way Caleb and Judah could conquer those giants without God? And you think God was going to help them if they didn't run the risk? That's what faith is. Always risk failure. I got 260 now. That means I got 40 to go. Let's get it done. Get on the telephone. All right. There's 261. That leaves 39 to go. You know, Joshua blessed him, it goes on to say, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. What a gift. Okay, Caleb, go kill or get killed. You got the land of the giants. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, unto this day. Because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, or the city of Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims. David's not the only one that killed a great giant. And the land had rest from war. I'm asking you to help me take on this giant, and take this mountain, and make it ours. It's going to take faith. I can't believe that 39 people aren't on the phone right now. This opportunity only comes in God's timing. Joshua gave him Hebron. He had to take it at risk of life. We're planning a testimony that will last in the decades to come. They'll look back and say, to this day, this testimony to faith stands like the fountain of faith stands at King's House 1. Now I got 39 to go. You going to get on board or not?